Android, catching NDK crashes. On Android, catching Java exceptions is easy via uncaught exception handler. Catching NDK crashes is a bit more convoluted. Since the native stack is probably corrupted, you want the crash handler to run on a separate process. Also, since the system might be in an unstable shape, don't send the crash report to your web server or do anything fancy. Just write the crash report to a file, and on the next restart of the app, send to your web server and delete it from the disk. I ended up using gncrash package for this. Create a new service that extends root.ivener.gncrash.ndcrash service. Run this as a sticky service in a separate process by adding the following to the Android manifest.xml. Create a new process to handle native crashes. Service Android name equals NDK crash service Android process equals NDK crash report process. Override on crash to read the log cat logs and write a report to a new location. I didn't care about it overriding an existing native crash report. But if your app has a million plus installs, you should generate file name patterns for crash reports. Add override. Public void on crash string report path. String log cat logs equals get log cat logs num underscore log cat underscore lines. String NDK log cat logs report path equals get NDK crash log cat logs path this. Log.i tag, on crash, stack trace and plus report path. Log.i tag, on crash, log cat logs are in plus NDK log cat logs report path. Log.d tag. Log cat logs for the native error, from last plus. Num underscore log cat underscore lines plus. Lines, plus. Log cat logs plus. Semicolon. Try, file writer equals new file writer NDK log cat logs report path, false slash append slash. 4, string line, log cat logs dot split backslash n. Slash slash build fingerprint marks the beginning of native crash dump which is already. Slash slash present in the report path file. If, line dot contains build fingerprint. Break. File writer dot write line. File writer dot write backslash n. File writer dot flush. Catch, IO exception e. Log dot e tag, error writing more logs to native crash report plus report path. In the apps on create, initialize the crash reporter. Private void init NDK crash handler. Final string report path equals NDK crash service dot get NDK crash log report path this. Final ND crash error equals ND crash dot initialize out of process. This. Report path. ND crash unwinder dot libunwind. NDK crash service dot class. Semicolon. If, error equals equals ND crash error dot OK. Log.i main application at init and crash. NDK crash handler init successful. Else. Log.i main application at init and crash. NDK crash handler init failed, plus error. It is probably best to read and submit any existing reports in the same init NDK crash handler method. Since we were using React Native, we ended up doing it a bit differently. We used Sentry to wrap a native crash and report it as a Java exception. You can do this for your crash reporting mechanism as well. Const upload NDK crashes if any equals async, equals. Slash slash this file path should be same here and in main application.java. Const NDK crash logs file path equals rnfs caches directory path plus slash NDK underscore crash underscore logs dot text. Const NDK crash log cat logs file path equals rnfs caches directory path plus slash NDK underscore crash underscore log cat underscore logs dot text. If await rnfs dot exists NDK crash logs file path. Logger dot debug. Sentry at upload NDK crashes if any. Crash log file dollar NDK crash logs file path, not found, no native crashes recorded. Return. Const file size equals parse and await rnfs.stat ndk crash logs file path. Size, 10. Logger.info. Sentry at upload ndk crashes if any. Crash log file dollar ndk crash logs file path. Found, dollar file size, bytes, capturing it via sentry. Const msg1 equals, await rnfs.exists ndk crash log cat logs file path. Question mark await rnfs.read file ndk crash log cat logs file path. Colon log cat logs not available. Const msg2 equals await rnfs.read file ndk crash logs file path. Sentry.capture message ndk crash backslash n $msg1 backslash n $msg2. Await rnfs.unlink ndk crash logs file path. If await rnfs.exists ndk crash log cat logs file path. Await rnfs.unlink ndk crash log cat logs file path. And a simple mechanism to handle native crashes would be ready. The best part is that this approach is not tied to your crash reporter. So, you can choose Sentry or Firebase Crashlytics or any other mechanism.